The exhibit is called A is for Arab. The 8-panel exhibit is on loan from author and media critic Jack Shaheen at New York University. It can be seen for the next couple of weeks at the Malpass Library at Western Illinois University. The schools Jan Welsh and Muhammad Siddiqui were involved with bringing it to Macomb. They say there are a number of reasons for the negative portrayal of people from the Middle East.
It's a general tendency in popular culture to view people who are not in close proximity as others, and then to think about those others as not as good as we are.
And when you're talking about drama, and of course film narratives are based on a lot of drama, you want an enemy, you want conflict to dramatize situations. And it seems that over the years, various ethnic groups within the United States, like African Americans or Latinos, have pushed back against those negative stereotypes of themselves. And so we keep looking around for someone else to take this role as the enemy or to provide this villainous perspective.
Are Arabs also portrayed as being untrustworthy?
In many cases, I think they are. And even when we talk about Arabs, A is for Arab in this exhibit, we're condensing many, many different people into this one handy category. But we're talking also about Muslims. We're talking about Middle Eastern images. They all get collapsed into something fairly simple or simplified in a negative way.
It started in European popular culture when the famous Arabic book was translated, Thousand and One Night, where Arabs are presented as people that you cannot trust, as well as people that you can easily fool.
And when you think about it, in terms of film and other aspects of popular culture, you're seeing these images in somewhat isolated way. They don't come up every day, and you don't think about the pattern that is being formed. But one of the great advantages of Dr. Shaheen's work is that he brought all of these images together. He, in his Real Bad Arab, the book, he has over 1,000 films. And when you put those together and you start looking at them and seeing connections, then you see that this is a pattern that has persisted for over a century.
What do you think is at the root of this? Is it a religious difference? Is it cultural? Is it skin color? What's the origin of portraying these people as the villains?
I think it's all of those. It's religious, cultural, political, the conflict in Middle East, the oil embargo in 1973, the Iranian Revolution in 1979, and then finally the 9/11. So all of these things, so there's a mix of politics, cultural differences, religious differences. It's hard for people to believe that entertainment can hurt people. If you just look at one cartoon or one poster, you may not realize how even the entertainment media can vilify a people or a nation. But when you look at a range of posters and pictures and cartoons, you can imagine the impact.
It kind of bit by bit has become ingrained in the popular culture.
Right.
I agree with that. In fact, a colleague, Dr. J.Q. Adams, and I did a book a number of years ago on multicultural films, and we had the categories according to ethnic races, racial identities, and we had a section on Arab, Middle Eastern images. We have 7 films in that, and most of them are documentaries. And they're fairly recent. We could not find images that were positive or that gave a true picture of what was going on in this community for this section of the book. And we have, many more in all the other sections.
Jan Welsh and Muhammad Siddiqui are involved with the A is for Arab exhibit at Western Illinois University's Malpass Library. An opening reception will be held tomorrow from 3:30 to 5:30. It'll include a discussion via Skype with Jack Shaheen, who created the exhibit. It'll remain on display at Western through Friday of next week. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.